Education on cleanliness and good waste disposal practices has been intensified in communities all over the country in readiness for the major rainy season so as to prevent the annual flooding of homes. In Accra and Madina Abokabi constituency, authorities have been appealing to residents to get prepared and avoid cholera outbreak. Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from the MP for Madina Abokabi, Alhaji Amadou Sorogo, what he and the municipal assembly are doing to prevent flooding in the area.
Fortunately for me, as you rightly said, you know, it used to be only Alhaji Sorogo as the MP. Fortunately, Fort Hart, and with the support of stakeholders and the chiefs and their imams and people like you, we now have a municipal assembly. So it lessens job a little. The assembly is well aware of those problems. But if you go to see the plan that we have, the short, the medium, and then the long-term plans, all are inclusive. The most important thing is that we need, at the end of the day, we have to put a storm drain so that all those big rains that will come can flow into the drain and move out. Yes, we brought the hydro department there, they're taking measurements, and say they are working on that. Like you said, we'll continue to dredge it. And I will draw the attention of the municipal chief executive to quickly go there with the engineers to check if there is anything that they can do immediately, because we shouldn't be experiencing the kind of flood and the kind of problem, difficulties that those residing around, those staying around go through every year during the rainy season. Now that we have an assembly, and I assure you that we'll do our best to make sure that these things don't occur until we are able to construct the storm drain. But we also want to advise that people, the habit of throwing garbage, my brother, into the drains does not help. You know, we cannot always be using the taxpayers' money coming there to go and stand, and it's a pity.
Alhaji, I was going to ask you, I don't know the kind of education we need to give these people any longer, because the early rains that we had, we found people dumping human excreta into the gutters. The whole gutters are still choked. So how do we do it before the rains?
That is what I'm saying, that I'm going to draw the attention of the chief executive. Immediately after talking to you, we've scheduled a meeting and we are also discussing it. But as we do that, and through your medium, like you've been doing, why do you have to keep your garbage in your house, some of them for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, waiting that the rains should set in? And most of them, they will go and dump them in the gutters. At the end of the day, when even the rain setting and the rain water will start pushing, it will go to end it somewhere. So you just start building. So that happens. And I'm also happy that the environmental agents will have to be up and doing, so that, you know, we can enforce our bylaws. Those recalcitrant people can be prosecuted, so that others will see and refrain from those kind of habits. It's something that is not good at all, because we have to tend millions of Ghana cedis to be able to continuously, every year, do the dredging.
MP for Madina, Abokabi, Alhaji Amadou Sorogo.